Lots of events going on Monday. We spoke with Marjorie Snyder with the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau about the Holiday on the Ridge event with 22 different stops that you can make along the way. Well, one of those stops that you can make along the way. At St. Peter's Church in North Ridgeville, they've got a holiday craft bazaar going on this Saturday. And here to tell us more about that is Tina Mathey. Tina, thank you so much for stopping by. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
So far, so good. Want to talk about the craft bazaar that you guys have going on this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You're one of 22 different stops on the Holiday on the Ridge. Tell us all about this bazaar. What items are available and who all is involved?
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, on Saturday, starts at 9. There's usually people waiting at the door to get in. This is our 37th year for our Holiday Craft Bazaar at St. Peter's. And we've got many of our returning vendors, some classic favorites of people that have been here for years and years, and we've got all kinds of new blood, too. We've got jewelry, scarves, wreaths, tons of baked goods. We've got some very, very popular baked good ladies that have been coming here for many years. We've got some new people coming doing jams, jellies, homemade salsas, cans, delicious canned items. I've had most of them. They are fantastic. Let's see, what else is there? Oh, let's see, they'll have concessions going on this year. Delicious food from the ladies in the kitchen. They usually have an excellent cabbage and noodles. There's over 75 different crafters. There's going to be honey and soaps and jewelry. Honey, soaps, jewelry. I mean, just you name it, and it will probably be something there. Bath care, like homemade bath bombs. Everything in our event is all homemade, handcrafted, done by people.
You mentioned that this is going to be the 37th year for this craft bazaar. That is absolutely incredible. In your time being associated with it, how has this event changed?
It just keeps growing, bigger and better every year, more people through the doors every year. It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun. You see people that, it's almost like you'll see people that, I saw you last year, and you see your friends going through, the teachers come through from the school. And I mean, there's just a lot of people that come through it. It's a lot of fun. A lot of kids. It's a good time. There's a little bit of something for everybody there.
Tina, you mentioned 37 years here. What makes this the perfect kind of thing to go along with this Holiday on the Ridge here in North Ridgeville? I mean, obviously, you guys are both holiday related, but how do you guys help each other, I guess, is the question there.
Well, they help with advertising the whole Holiday on the Ridge phenomenally. They have their flyers out and the signs out, and then they also do a raffle. Everyone that comes in can get a ticket, fill it out, put it in the bag, and they have their own raffle at every single one of them. The vendors, and they get together and put it all into one big raffle. So, I mean, you could enter yourself at each stop on the ridge if you wanted.
Tina, where are you guys located exactly? You mentioned you guys will open your doors at 9 o'clock for this craft show on Saturday. Yeah. Where are you guys located exactly for our listeners who want to stop by?
We are at 3577 Center Ridge Road. We are right next to the church in the gymnasium.
Now, you mentioned being a part of the Holiday on the Ridge is obviously very exciting. You're one of 22 different businesses associated with this entire day-long event. That's been around for 17 years, if I'm not mistaken. Have you guys been a part of Holiday on the Ridge every one of those years?
I want to say yes, but I haven't been around here for the past 37 and the 17th. I'm not really sure. I want to say probably.
No, and it's got to be cool, too, to be a big part of that, because basically it's a day-long event where, people are encouraged to shop local. And it sounds like you mentioned you guys have over 70 different vendors that are going to be there encouraging the same kind of thing, right? You want people to stay and shop local.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, there's so many very talented people around here. And, without these craft shows and stuff, half the people probably would never, get their stuff out. I mean, this is a great, great thing for them. They get to be in front of a lot of people, and it's really great to meet the people that are making the items that you're buying. So you know exactly where it came from.
We're talking with Tina Matthey. Again, at St. Peter's Church this Saturday. Doors open at 9 o'clock. The Holiday Craft Bazaar, part of the Holiday on the Ridge, one of 22 different stops you can make along the way on Saturday. Their doors open at 9 o'clock. And going back to the amount of vendors that you have, there are over 70 of them. If you could, give us an idea as to how that process works. Is it a difficult process trying to get a hold of all of these different vendors, or do they come to you?
The best part about it is we have this book that every chairperson or every group that's taken over the Craft Bazaar hands down the holy book. And we've got our, you know, it has everyone in it. Everyone has their own file for every single one of the tables, every single one of the vendors. And we get email addresses and people, you know, just from walking around last year, I got like five people that were like, this show is wonderful. I want to be a part of it. I take their information and they give me a business card. And then we have a collection of emails, and we start out usually in about June, when school's done and everyone's, you're okay, and everyone's done with school, we start pumping out the emails and mailing out the letters to the people that, you know, we always go through the book and we hit everybody we've had in the past, and then we go back and we hit all of the emails that we've had forever, and then we just, you know, wait for people to jump on, and most of the time we don't have to reach too far. People are jumping, hey, I was here, I want to be a part of it. We've had people that, you know, couldn't do 1 year, but they're like, please keep me on the list. I'm ready for next year. Okay. So it's the most time-consuming part of it is probably right before getting everything ready, and that's the most nerve-wracking. Like, okay, we've got, you know, the floor plan is easy. It's already laid out. We just give you, you know, most of the time the people that have been coming, they want to keep their spots, or, you know, they know which areas of the gym they want to be in. So they're, you know, they request, hey, I want this table spot still open. Yep, first come, first serve, you're in. And really the hardest part is probably just organizing the paperwork and having it set up ready to go. I mean, the fun part, you get all amped up and you get all excited for that fun part on Saturday. And then it's like building up for a wedding. You get everything together, all that planning and everything gets into it. And then it's like a big celebration.
And then just like that, it's over, right?
And then it's over, yeah.
And just like that, it's over. See, you mentioned that, you know, typically in June, the wheels start spinning. So is it safe to say this is about a six-month planning process?
Yeah, I would say that. And just trying to save us for next year, we've decided we'll have, you know, contracts and everything ready to go on hand. If people want to be, you know, well, we already know we're going to be a part of it, so here you go. Don't worry about having to contact me over the summer. You've got our information already, so we're already going to start prepping stuff for next year just to make it a little bit easier.
Wow, Tina, for somebody who plans and preps a bazaar the way you do here for the upcoming Holiday Craft Bazaar, I'd imagine you've been to a few bazaars yourself. And for people who maybe haven't gone as much, what are some of your favorite things about going? Is it meeting the people? Is it getting to see crafts you're not typically going to see in, say, a big department store?
I would say it's probably a little bit of both. The people are phenomenal. The people you meet and you talk to, it's like you become like instant friends almost while you're there with them, you know, all day. And there's just a lot of neat things that you would have never even thought to make. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing ever. And there's so much creativity, so many cool people, so many cool things that they make. And yeah, I mean, that's probably the best part is the people and their awesome, you know, creativity that comes out and just wows you.
You mentioned that you guys really kind of cover the gamut at this craft fair as well, because you guys have so many different vendors who are going to be there. They sell a wide variety of different things, from wreaths to different kinds of Christmas decorations to honey. There are going to be refreshments and really a good place to go to get gifts for those that might still be on your shopping list as we get into the first Saturday of December.
Do you have
a favorite craft of yours that's kind of stood out over the years, something that might be a little bit unique and kind of stood out and that was so much different than the rest of these that you've seen?
Well, I love, there's a few different people that have, you know, like, it's really hard. I noticed going to craft shows and stuff with my mom before I started taking over here, a lot of shows are starting to get away from the handmade stuff, and it's really hard to find like ceramics like my grandmother used to make. And those, there is a lady and her husband, they do beautiful ceramics. I love that they're there. They make me, you know, they remind me of my childhood and all the things that my grandma used to make. And there's some really beautiful wood carving things and just neat stuff. I would say though, the wood things and the ceramics are probably my favorite.
Well, Tina, before we let you go, for our listeners out there who are interested in getting some more information on this holiday craft bazaar on Saturday, where can they go online to get more information?
Oh, goodness. You can go on St. Peter's website. You can go on St. Peter's Facebook page. You can go to, I believe there's even stuff on the St. Peter's School Facebook page. It's pretty much everywhere. Anywhere you see the church stuff, it's there.
Well, good stuff. Tina, thank you so much for spending some time talking about this Saturday's fair. It's going to be a lot of fun. Doors open at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Tina, thank Woo-hoo! You again. Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
All righty, that is Tina Matthey stopping by to tell us all about that holiday craft bazaar on Saturday at St. Peter Church in North Ridgeville.